It's Friday. We have made it to the end of the week, the most important day apart from Hump Wednesday. So the question is, who are you banging, what are you banging, and what is their name? Those are the three important things I need to know, and that you should also know, because it's good to know who you're banging, in case you don't make that same mistake and bang them again. So it's good to know. Always remember this on a Friday. What are you banging? Who are you banging? And what is their name? Those are the three things you've got to remember. How are we all doing this Friday? Hello, Lianka. How are you?
Oh, okay. There I am.
How are you? Did you have a good week?
This week, I guess I was a little bit lazy. But except for today. Today I was very productive. And yesterday. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I was pretty lazy.
Right. Well, I had an okay-ish week. Wednesday was the highlight of my week. Wednesday was very good to me.
Oh, fantastic. What did you do?
It's not what I did. It's what I saw that made it very good. I was coming back from my side job that I do. I was coming home from work, and the sun was out, good day, and I'm waiting to cross over to the road to get onto the other side where I need to go, where I live. And this guy on his moped crashed his moped and hit the car.
What, the car in front of you on the road?
So the car on the opposite side, he pulled out. Crazy. He pulled out, and you know moped riders, they think they own the fucking road. And basically, yeah, he hit the car. I saw legs and arms flying everywhere. And that made my day. And people said to me, because I told quite a few people this, because they saw me smiling. I don't usually smile. It's not because I'm irritable or miserable or anything like that. It's just I generally don't smile.
So you were smiling at other people's misery,
and
basically.
Yeah, people were saying to me, well, gee, why are you smiling? What happened? And I explained the story, and they said, wait, that's not really nice.
So it's not.
I said, well, if you ride your bike as much as I do, and if you are on the road as much as I am, you will learn to hate the fuckers.
Okay, so this goes back to your dissatisfaction with the people on the road here and the way they conduct themselves on their bikes, I guess.
It's honestly, people who ride mopeds, I'm sure you've seen them in Arnhem.
Oh, the moped, they're terrible, but, you know, like, how badly damaged was this poor dude? Did, like, if you say arms and legs went flying, was it, like, literal limbs, or did he just fall off the moped?
God, I wish. It was, he just fell off the moped.
Oh, you just fell?
Yeah,
oh,
he hit it at a speed, and obviously he got a jolt. And it was terrific. I think more people should be hit by mopeds. It'll make me more happy.
That's so sinister and macabre, maybe as well. Maybe I hope no one that drives a moped is listening to the show, because you know they might come looking for you and try to run you over.
Well, no. You see, the difference is I actually know the rules of the road, and I stick to them.
So you consider yourself a good driver?
No, I'm not even that. It's just there are rules on the road, and you have to obey them. It's the same as if you drive a car; you have to obey the rules of the road. It's really simple. It's not rocket science.
So are you ingeburgerd yet? Did you get your Dutch driving license?
See, the thing is, I can drive a car, but just not legally. So I've been for driving lessons. I did my driving lessons when I lived in the UK. But you see, the thing for me is I've never really seen a point of driving. You know, I lived in London for 6 years. So having a car is, A, too expensive, because parking is outrageous in London. And B, everyone uses the tube, or the metro, as they call it, in this part of the world. So I never really saw a need to get my license. Although, you know, I did driving lessons, and I've done the whole, you know, parallel parking and three-point turn and heel starts and all of those things I would never do in a car, and most people don't do. So I can drive, just not legally.
Okay, so you're one of those paper drivers, is what they call it. So you have the license. Oh, wait. You don't have the license, you just can't drive.
Yes, I don't have a license, but I can drive a car.
Then you're not a paper driver. But mm-hmm. I meet a lot of people that live in big cities where they got the license because, you know, that's what you do when you turn 18, and then they've never driven again after they received the license.
Yeah, something along the lines of that. But with me, I think maybe you should mute your microphone when I talk, because I can hear my horrible voice. It's one of those things where when you talk on the radio and you say, can you please turn your radio off, because they want to hear their voice, and then they go quiet for a second and you think, oh, they've listened to me. And then you start talking and you can hear your voice again. It's not your fault. It's just, I think, where you are. It's just very echoey.
I'm inside a room now, which is supposed to, I guess, be like soundproof. Is the echo, like, is it bothering you?
A little bit.
I can, okay, let me move to another room. Let me move to another room. Just hold on.
Yeah. I'll.
Yeah, tell a story in the meantime.
Well, apparently, I don't know about you, but Kim Kardashian, now, apparently she's denied any link in a stolen statue. Now, news has come out this week that she's been named in court filings that claim she was supposedly involved in importing an ancient Roman statue that was stolen from Italy.
Oh, no way. That's so scandalous.
The thing is, I don't think she's that clever to do something like that.
I mean, she's rich enough. I mean, you don't have to be clever to import illegal art. I guess, actually, I would argue the opposite. She just had, like, a bunch of cash, and she saw something, and she's like, oh, that's really gaudy. It will go with the rest of my whole look.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just you know, not fake, but, like, illegal art, I guess, essentially.
Well, the thing with Kim Kardashian is when she was in Paris a few years ago, she was so dumb, and she took a selfie of where she lived in the hotel, and people who live in Paris, gangsters,
came and stalked her.
Yeah, and stole her rings and earrings and all of that, because she's stupid. So I don't think she's that clever to steal a ancient Roman statue.
Yeah, no, she's definitely not smart enough. Mm-mm. I mean, although, you know what? She is a very strategic businesswoman. She managed to make, like, a fortune out of just, like, existing. So, you know, we have to give her some credit for that. Well, and here's another interesting fact. Sorry, I need to tell someone else this as well.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian used to be
a porn star.
Paris Hilton's personal assistant.
She used to be Paris Hilton's what? Sorry, you broke up.
Personal assistant.
Oh, so they, because they used to take turns giving blowjobs. Yeah, I know.
Oh, damn it. That's like interesting news for people.
That's how Paris Hilton got famous. She sucked a few cocks, and Kim Kardashian put a video of herself screwing some basketball player online.
And yeah, I don't know which one she did as well.
Mm-mm. I mean, she does so many every day, so that's probably why Kanye has gone so crazy, because it's not his medication talking. It's because she's banging half of basketball team? Lakers.
I have no fucking idea. Lakers. The Lakers.
Yeah.
I've heard of them.
Mm.
You think she cheated on him? That is an interesting theory. Wow.
Come on. I think so. This is Kim Kardashian, remember. How do you think
so fantastic if something comes out? like if some news is revealed or some evidence, like someone caught it on footage, I would love seeing that.
I'm sure there is. Go into YouPorn or Pornhub or whatever other websites there are. I'm pretty sure you'll find a video of Kim Kardashian. All her sisters are famous because of pornos.
Yeah, dude, but sometimes they have these deep fake videos nowadays, and it's super scary. They had this one about Tom Cruise circulating the internet and was all just fake. So, like, they've been doing deep fakes on pornography for, like, a while now.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know what a deep fake is, right?
Yeah, of course I know that, yes.
Of course. Like, you spend so much time on the news sites, of course you know.
Yeah, of course I know. Now you lived in Japan a few years ago. Now, a Japanese coastal town in the western part of the country has drawn backlash on social media for using some of the coronavirus relief funds. Now listen to this. It was given to them by the government to build. They used some of this relief money that was given to them by the government to build a giant squid in the hopes of boosting tourism.
A giant squid?
Mm-hmm.
Like out of what? Out of concrete? Was it like an inflatable or like a manga something?
Well, the town of Noto in Ishikawa...
Oh, no way. That's a very famous tourist spot.
Well, it was awarded 800 million yen in grants from the central government as part of an aid program aimed at boosting local economies because of the pandemic. Now, from that amount, they used 25 million yen to cover part of the cost of building the statue, which is 4 meters high and 9 meters long. The total construction costs were around 30 million yen, they said. I'm just trying to see if there's what it's made of.
Are you sure it was just like a statue? Because in Japan, they often use squids and tentacles to, you know, like resemble penises because they have some weird censorship laws there. That's also a funny story, actually. But they can show a penis on camera, so they use a tentacle. This sounds like maybe a suspicious news article. It sounds... a bit sexual.
No, actually, I've actually seen Japanese porn, and they do censor everything. It's like why
the pixel porn.
It's why even watch it? Why even put it on the porn website then?
I mean, some people like the noises that the women make.
But you can't see anything. That's why we watch. That's why men watch, because we can't see anything.
Do you know actually why they have that? It's because of the Americans. And it's something got to do, like, after the Second World War, the Americans were like, oh, Japanese, you have to be shy of your naked bodies. Because, you know, in Japan, like, being naked is not seen as sexual. Public affection is major taboo. People don't touch each other there. But it's like the inverse in Western countries. We, like, make out like crazy in public, but we don't do nudity. So the Americans went to Japan and they're like, what are all these nude people doing? And you all bathe together and stuff. This is terrible. You have to stop it right now if you want to be part of the civil world. And then they started censoring all the porn.
So it's America's fault that I can't see Japanese tits.
Yes, you should blame America for everything, essentially.
Honestly, calm down, Wade, calm down. Just relax. The squid is a local delicacy in Japan. And the building statue was part of a long-term strategy to raise awareness about the town's fishing industry and increase the tourism, a local government official said.
So, I mean, did they clear it with the government? Did they submit like a budget and say, hey, government, this is our budget. Here's an itemized list. These are the funds that we require to do like XYZ. Please give us some cash and then we will accomplish all of this. Or did the government just say, here are all the cities in Japan, get some cash and do like COVID stuff?
Well, this town, Noto, was awarded 800 million yen in grants from the central government. So clearly, you know, as you said, if this is a popular tourist town, it was pretty easy to get this.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, when I lived in Japan, because I was a tour guide, when I lost my job, the government gave me some cash as well. I was super happy about it.
Nice.
They gave me how much? Like,
was it 800 million yen?
Sorry? No, it wasn't that much. I got like 8,000 euro, like 1 million yen. 1 million yen.
That's nice.
Yeah. But I mean, I lost my income. I would have probably made more money than that. Over the years, like especially with the with the Olympics.
Well, that's still nice from the government. Wow.
Yeah, they gave everyone in the country, regardless of who you were, they gave you like 100,000 yen. So that's like around 800 euros. So everyone got that. And then they gave me, because I worked in tourism, 8,000 yen. So that's pretty sweet. Yeah.
How nice.
Well, I mean, I stayed there for 8 years and I paid into their pension, which I cannot claim. So, I mean, kind of I feel a little bit it's just the money that I gave them, the government anyway, got it back.
Well, interesting. Sticking to that part of the world, authorities in North Korea say propaganda leaflets that were sent via balloon over the border with the South could be carrying coronavirus. The state-run newspaper urged people to stay away from the leaflets, saying that even when we come across a strange object flying in the wind, we must consider it a possible route of transmission of the virus rather than a natural phenomenon. North Korea has previously described the leaflets as an intolerable provocation.
I mean, I didn't know the South Koreans were still doing that. Why would they provoke the North Korean government like that, man? They should know better by now.
I thought, look, if they were going to send leaflets, I thought, oh, maybe they're going to tell those North Koreans just how great, you know, the free world is. You know, come to the South. You know, come and drink as much as you want. Come and have sex with prostitutes.
You know. I mean, even if they put that in the leaflets, the government will just be like, oh, that's propaganda. It's not real. The South Korean government are lying to you. And of course, most North Koreans will believe it. You know, they've been taught from birth that South Korea lies, so why should they think otherwise?
If anyone got the chance to better their lives, I would, you know, whether it's being told it by in a leaflet or being told in a newspaper or TV or wherever they get their information, I would do whatever it takes to get me over the border.
Yeah, dude, but that's like very subjective, because like, what does a good life mean to you? If you don't know that you can have a mansion and maybe your own private jet, then, you know, you'll be happy just subsisting off like a can of beans and like a single bed for the rest of your life.
Well,
you know? Living like the communist dream.
Sure. But, you know, clearly people in the north of England seem to know what a good life is. That's why they voted for Brexit. And look how well that's going for them.
My favorite Brexit story is the one about the sandwich, or all the sandwiches.
Oh, the Dutch the Dutch customs.
Yes, it was brilliant.
The UK didn't find that very funny, but you know, well, you voted for it, so.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was just like everyone telling the British to go fuck themselves. They were like, well, this is what you asked for. You know, you're not part of the EU anymore.
Yeah, and that goes back to what you were saying. You know, how do you know what a good life is? Well, how do those people who voted for Brexit know what it's like? How do they know their life is going to be better outside of the EU? Which we all know it's not, and we can clearly see it's not. You know,
I mean,
the problem with Brexit was they knew exactly what they were doing. They targeted people in poverty-stricken areas in the UK, in places like Hartlepool, which I would even be embarrassed if someone asked me, where do I stay? And I said, Hartlepool. If someone came up to me, if some politician came up to me and said, look, your life can be so much better if we leave the EU. Think about it. You're in a poverty-stricken place that the government doesn't even care about. Some politician comes to you and says, Lianka, we will be so much better. Your life will be so much better if you choose to leave the EU. What are you going to do?
I mean,
of course you're going to vote to leave.
That's why people vote for the ANC as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, ANC. But it's the same thing happens in South Africa as well. You know, people, they don't know. They don't know, you know, what their options are or what the real outcomes and circumstances are. And, like, you know, people are idealistic and or they feel they're sort of being done in by the man or the current system. And then things just can spiral out of control. I guess I would also probably vote for let's leave the EU if someone made a good enough argument.
Well, that's just the thing. It wasn't that good. It honestly, I couldn't. Not just me, but people with brains couldn't believe that people fell for this and would fall for it. But they did. And look, I've had many arguments on Twitter and in general with people. And my arguments are done now. I'm having the last laugh.
I just want to say, you know, it's difficult for me to have an opinion on Brexit because the only British people I ever meet are the ones that live outside of the UK and they, well, you know, even like all countries people, they tend to be the liberals. And then, but an interesting story. So all the British people I met outside of the UK, they all said, oh no, we have to stay with the EU. But the proletariat, of course, they were like anti-EU. And then Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols, he actually said, people asked him about this Brexit thing. And he has always been like for the proletariat, for the working man. And he's like, doesn't matter. I support them. Hmm. You know, so, yeah. Even someone like him with all his rich and fame and worldliness, he was just like, if that's what the working man wants, I support them.
Well, it's the same as, look, I don't want to talk too much about Brexit because it's done and dusted and I don't think anybody wants to listen to it. But have you heard of the company Dyson? They are a vacuum cleaner company.
They make famous. Great vacuums.
Yeah, James Dyson, right, the founder of Dyson. He was a strong a European, you know, liberal, and then he realized, hang on, I can make a name for myself if I choose to leave the EU, and he did, and now because he's left the EU and he has to pay taxes. He's got an offshore company, or his company is now offshore, and he's attracting huge attention because of this. So, you know, this kind of shows you can't have your cake and eat it. But anyway,
he's attracting huge attention from who? The government, like the the
people who have brains and have voted to remain in the UK. Because he was all about remaining in the UK, in the EU, and saying, you know, just how much the UK needs the EU and vice versa. And then he realized, hang on, my company can benefit supposedly from leaving the EU.
Yeah.
But he didn't realize.
I read some articles.
He didn't realize that there was tax involved.
Yeah. No, I read some articles about how the rich are benefiting of this freaking Brexit thing. Like they always do, the motherfuckers. Mm.
Yeah,
like Amazon is getting richer, Jeff Bezos is richer, yay, thanks Corona. What was open? Only McDonald's. McDonald's gets richer.
Yeah, but Jeff Bezos is rich because he pays his staff half the working hour wage. That's why he's rich.
Yes, yes. There's actually a very funny video on College Humor about look at all the money that Bezos has. Think of all the things you could do. It's brilliant. Everyone should watch it. It's like ridiculous amounts of money.
And also,
and like ridiculous how he exploits everyone and everything.
Of course. And he's also rich because he doesn't have to pay his wife anymore. So, you know, he's two for the price of one. Now, Moderna has said the first vaccine tweaked to combat the corona variants that emerged in South Africa and Brazil have successfully neutralized both. It has successfully neutralized both mutations in laboratory trials. The US company said the boosters against the two variants will be feasible and could be rolled out later this year. Top pharmaceutical firms have been racing to produce adapted versions of the vaccines in the face of rising infections across the globe and the emergence of more transmittable variants to those of in India. That's nice.
I mean, I was speaking to someone from South Africa last night, and they were saying the Moderna vaccine, they said it wasn't effective against the South African variant. So I guess this is like breaking news for everyone if Moderna somehow managed to resolve that problem.
Well, that's if people will take the Moderna vaccine because, you know, people keep bitching about it gives you blood clots and all of that. But anyway...
I mean, like, vaccines are never 100% effective. They're generally engineered to be, like, around 80% effective. And, from what I hear, like, the people who are affected by this vaccine seems to be, like, quite low, I guess. But it's very difficult. There's so much freaking misinformation at the moment.
Well, they say... females say that you're more likely to get blood clots from taking the contraceptive pill than the Moderna jab.
The freaking contraceptive pill, now there's an evil drug that we willingly take every freaking day.
Mm.
People should stay away from that shit. It's bad news.
Well, that just confirms how bad it is. The chances of you getting blood clots and all kinds of other hospitable illnesses.
Yeah, I think I also heard from, my stepsister, she actually works also in biochemistry. She's working also with the vaccine, COVID vaccine and stuff. And she also said it's the effectiveness is like pretty high. So unfortunately, the one or two instances where people like were affected or did succumb are now making the headlines as opposed to the 99% of people who actually, I guess, are going to benefit from it. So.
Well, sticking with vaccines, this is good news. I welcome this news, actually. Mexico aims to develop a vaccine against coronavirus that could be granted approval for emergency use this year. Senior officials say that an outcome could wean off unreliable foreign supplies for its slow vaccine program. Clinical trials with volunteers could begin this month, according to AVMX. We could have this. If the trials are successful, the Pateira vaccine could help Mexico and other developing nations that have struggled to secure supplies of foreign-made shots speed up the vaccine rollout around the world. This is good news. I welcome this news.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, good on Mexico.
Mm.
If they managed to, like, crack the code as well. So, yeah, sure.
And they've also...
More power to everyone.
They've also, as I speak, they're also currently trialing nasal sprays for corona. Apparently, it's actually quite an effective antidote.
A nasal spray?
No, really. I kid you not. I had to read the story again to actually, make sure it wasn't fake news. Serious.
I guess that's pretty sweet for people who are scared of the jab.
Mm.
I'm not. Like, I go get some ink. I go get inked from time to time. But a lot of people are scared of needles. So yeah, if you can just like spray something in your nose, that's fantastic.
Yeah, really. It's
Have
great.
You? Oh yeah. Sorry.
Yes, go on.
I want to add to that is like, have you seen what the Dutch government is doing?
Don't get me started on that.
No, wait, but I've got good news, not bad news.
You have good news about the Dutch government. I'm all ears. Please tell me.
So being a student in the Netherlands, they actually sent us an email like a day or two ago where if you're a student, but I think this program also will be like rolled out to many other industries and sectors of industry, etc. But we are allowed to get 2 free Corona self-tests every week. We just have to register on some database and they just mail it to us.
You see, now I don't want to say this it's because of me, but I've been attacking Hugo de Jong on social media. I mean, I've been having this guy for breakfast. But the reason I've been attacking this guy is because he's so fucking useless. I mean, he's on par with any other ANC official I know. That's how useless this guy is. And the thing that irritates me is, you want to be a politician, you want to get all the praise, and you want to be in the limelight, then do your fucking job. Honestly, go onto Instagram. Go onto Instagram. All this guy posts about is how great his life is and, you know, spending wonderful time with his wife or his girlfriend or whatever that woman is to him. He doesn't do anything and it fucking irritates me.
Okay, wait, I'm new to the Netherlands. Which politician is this? What does he do?
He's the health minister.
Oh, okay. I should probably know that. No, that's important information.
You should, but you shouldn't, because he's that useless. So you're better off just rather hoping that the next government is competent. Because you probably know, because you were here earlier this year, the Dutch government has been enrolled in a scandal with child benefits and all of that. That's why there was a snap election.
Brilliant.
Yes, it was hilarious. I'm surprised this guy, Hugo de Jong, still has a job. But somehow he's sucking the right cocks and putting the right cocks in his mouth. So, yeah, that's the only reason why I've been attacking this guy. Because he's so useless. All I want is for a politician to do their job. You want to be in the limelight. You want to get all the praises. Do your job. Man.
I think have any politicians ever in like the history of the world ever done their jobs? I don't think so. They're in it for the fame and the glory.
Absolutely. But that's the thing that irritates me. You know, if anyone who has a job, whether it's me, whether it's you, whether it's the person listening to this podcast, we all have a job and our managers expect us to do our job. Not amazing, but they expect us. We get employed to do a job, whether it's designing a new fashion line or marketing a fashion line or working on radio or whatever the job is. We are expected to do our job.
Not if you're in the top, man. I don't think I've ever known like anyone in top management.
Well, that's the problem. That's
necessarily very helpful or efficient.
That's the problem.
It's the people, the middle management and the plebs, you know, those are the people that make the fucking cocks turn.
No, that's the problem. It's people who think, politician, that seems like a nice job. Take pictures of myself, post it on Instagram, talk about how wonderful my life is. What a nice job, huh? Anyway, I don't want to give that guy valuable airtime that he doesn't deserve. Now, a girl aged 12 has, listen to this, this is surreal. A girl aged 12 has shot and wounded 2 of her fellow students. And a member of staff. Did you hear about this?
No, but it's like, was this in America again?
It was in a school in Idaho.
Like, yeah, America, man. Like, why are people there so trigger happy?
Hey, do you want to hear a joke? It's kind of satire, but I love this joke.
Okay, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So, you know, anywhere in the world, right? Any country you go to, you either need special permission to go there. So if it's like Turkmenistan or Afghanistan, you need special permission because it's a war there. Or if you are unlucky, you need a visa to go to some countries, right? In America, you don't need any of that. Basically, when you go to America, you get off the airplane, you get told to stand outside in a line, and some guy opens fire on you, and if you survive, then welcome to America.
Wow, that's crazy. I don't know, is it a joke? But it kind of is, because it's almost kind of true, man. Like, the situation there is pretty dire.
yeah.
I mean, they're always like, when I meet Americans, they're like, oh, South Africa, is it dangerous there? I'm like, fuck, you live in America, man. Like, you tell me, is it dangerous there?
Well, yeah, it's horrendous, this joke, but you kind of can see the truth behind it. You know, it's horrendous to think that.
This is the problem. Mm. And yeah, that's kind of why it's, yeah. I guess I want to say, what is it, like black comedy or black satire or something?
Yeah. Ooh. Kill satire, yeah. American satire.
Yes, that one.
Police say the pupil brought the gun to the school and opened fire. A teacher disarmed the girl and detained her until police took her into custody. The three victims are expected to survive, officials have said. And this comes as Joe Biden recently announced steps to tighten gun controls following a string of mass shootings. Well, good luck to that, because Obama tried that and he failed miserably.
So dude, Americans love their guns, man. I don't get it.
It's part of their...
they have like Sunday gun day.
It's part of their... What's their Fifth Amendment or something? The right to bear arms. So you can't take that away from them.
Yeah, don't try to take their rights away from them.
No, it's crazy. Yeah, I can understand. I can see both sides of the story. I can understand it's part of their culture. It's an amendment. But at the same time, guns are dangerous. Because look what's happening.
But how can that be part of a culture? But it's also, you know, this country is perpetually involved in a war of some sort. They haven't been not at war since, like, I don't know, I would misquote the statistics. But I heard it the other day, and it's like, it's really shocking. I mean, they've been at war in Afghanistan for like 20 years now, since like 2001.
Yeah, do you know why?
Well, I mean, because of oil. Like, the Twin Towers, I guess, is what like kickstarted, well, not kickstarted it, but okay, yeah. Why? What's your take on it?
Because of oil.
Well, actually, America has a lot of their own oil.
Well, but why do you think they invade countries?
It's more to do with the fact that the oil is tied, the value of oil is tied to the dollar. So
there's many things. It's also got to do with wealth. That's all. That's also the main reason. What are you doing this weekend? You got any plans for this weekend?
Yes, I'm having a barbecue tomorrow with some of my friends. Yeah, like a mini barbecue, like within the legal allowed limitations.
Hey, it's fine. I'm not corona. I'm not paranoid, so you can have as many people as you want.
I mean, it's the people I study with, so I see them regularly. So we're having a barbecue, mostly girls. So we'll have a girl barbecue. A girl barbecue, haha, just made a new word. I don't know what we'll do. I guess I drink the most out of all the people there, so we'll see what happens.
Now, you...
It'll be fun, though. We all like eating a lot, so...
You are in... Where are you again? Which location? Arnhem.
I'm in Arnhem, yeah.
Now, I don't know about Arnhem. I would imagine it's the same as Amsterdam, but it's going to be pissing with rain all weekend.
Yeah, we do know that. Luckily, we have access to a kitchen too. So that's our backup plan, will probably actually be the real plan. But I still bought ribs, just in case.
Oh, cool. Well, that's nice. It's good. I mean, it's good that, you know, you're spending time with other humans, because that's what we're supposed to do. So very nice.
Well, luckily, because I'm a student, I get to see the people I study with regularly. So that's pretty sweet.
Nice. Very nice. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm one of those people who wakes up in the morning and says, oh, let's do this. Oh, that sounds like a good idea. So, no idea what I'm doing. I don't have many friends anyway, so.
I'm sure you have some friends. But it's been weird. I guess it's been weird, this corona situation. Like, I just immigrated here as well, like 7 months ago. So it's not like I've met a huge amount of people. So, yeah, I love my steady bitches.
Oh, nice. Well,
my study girls. Yeah.
Have a nice weekend. Have a good braai.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And
I shouldn't say barbecue. I should call it a freaking braai. Yeah, you know what that is.
I know what it is.
It's been way too long.
I know what it is. Yeah, have a good weekend.
Of course
weekend.
You do, yeah.
And we'll chat. I will catch up and chat on Monday.
Yeah, that sounds lovely. Yeah, have a lovely evening, Wade.
Cool. Thanks, Lianca.
See you, like, speak to you on Monday. Goodbye.
Bye. All right. Have a good weekend, everyone. We'll chat on Monday.